Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Jamal with a stroke of genius.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 21 of Birds at the Rodeo. I'm Eric, your Super Bowl 59 champion Philadelphia Eagles fan.
I'm Orlando. You might not be able to tell, but I am the resident Cowboys fan. I'll say it now. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Thank you.
It must be nice. You guys did it. You guys made it to the top.
And then
knocked off one of the GOATs to do it in a dominating fashion.
Yep.
I mean, it couldn't be a single complaint from that game.
Nah, hey, man. Let me just say this because first off, I want to apologize for the little bit of a hiatus we took.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Sidebar. I have moved. The studio has moved. I have moved.
It might not look like it yet.
No, it doesn't.
It's a little similar, but trust us.
Yes, we're in a new spot, recording a new location. I moved. Lando had some stuff happen with his job. It was just a lot of moving pieces and parts, and we apologize for that. We wanted to get this out before the Super Bowl, but things just didn't line up, but that's okay. Everything works out because, hey, newsflash, the past week and a half in the sports world has been absolutely insane.
Man.
And we are going to get into every inch of it. We're talking NBA. I mean, listen, this is a Birds of the Rodeo NFL podcast, but it's definitely going to be heavy, heavy NBA talk this episode. But in terms of the Super Bowl, man, yeah, I watched the game last night. Obviously, I'm locked in. I'm not talking to nobody. And, man, I'm so happy. I'm so thankful. I'm super happy for Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
That man went straight to Disney World afterwards. Shout out to him. Super happy for Saquon Barkley, Cooper DeJean getting a pick six in the Super Bowl on his birthday. I mean, can you draw it up any better than that? Yeah, man. I truly, to be honest, I expected this. Anybody who I talked to, you know, I told them we're going to come out here and we're going to dominate this game. I said it. I didn't get a chance to say it on here, obviously, but I said it to anybody who would listen. They looked at me like I was crazy. I've been saying it all season, right? The Eagles are the most talented team in the league,
mm-hmm.
right? It was just a matter of getting everything else to work. And we did it, man. We went on a run after the bye. Nick Sirianni started to figure it out. I will be the first one to get on here to admit, Nick Sirianni, I am sorry for ever doubting you. While I do feel like the doubts and the criticism were warranted, you figured it out, and we have climbed the mountaintop. The Lombardi Trophy is coming back home to Philadelphia again. Howie Roseman, you are a magician. You are the best GM in football.
It's not even close.
Vic Fangio, I don't care what Dolphins fans got to say. Y'all just didn't have the right players because Vic Fangio coached a hell of a game last night. If I could, I'd give MVP to every defensive player that played a snap last night.
Right.
Jalen Hurts, obviously, much deserved for MVP, but, you know, our defense played lights out, man. I mean, from Zach Bond to Milton Williams, when I saw them win it the first time in 2018, I cried. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I cried. I didn't cry this time around. I truly sat on my balcony and just soaked it all in, man. Like, when you think about it, right, when you reflect specifically on Jalen Hurts, right? I don't think people realize the journey that man has been through, right? You were a five-star starting at Alabama. You get benched in the national championship game. Your backup wins it for you. And then you got to go back in and help him when he gets hurt in the next national championship game.
Right.
You got to transfer. You got to figure it out at OU. Don't get quite close enough to win the national championship. You know, Heisman runner-up, all this and that. Like, you have an up-and-down, tumultuous college career, second-round draft pick in the league, right? Initially, you come in, we're not expecting him to even play that much because we got Carson Wentz. We thought he's our franchise guy for the next 10 years at least, right? You know, just coming off that Super Bowl run and his MVP caliber year, Carson Wentz obviously couldn't return back to form. Jalen Hurts gets thrust in there, and at first it didn't look good. You know, at first it didn't look good. I had question marks. Everybody had question marks. We didn't know if he could make all the throws. We didn't know if he had the arm strength to make all the throws. You know, it was rocky. It was rocky. Then, you know, Nick Sirianni comes in. We trade for A.J. Brown. We have Devontae Smith in there. And we go on a Super Bowl run, right? And then he has an MVP caliber season. And everybody's thinking, oh, man, this is what's to come for the next decade, right? Then he has a down year last year. And then all the talks back in, is Jalen Hurts the guy? Is he getting carried? All this and that. And head into this season, we start 2-2. And the questions rumble again. Is Jalen Hurts the guy? Is Nick Sirianni the guy? What's all this talk about A.J. Brown not being happy, right? The passing game's not there, blah, blah, blah. And we just continue to tune out the noise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, man, kudos to Nick Sirianni. I truly am sorry for ever doubting you. You know, it takes a tough person to be able to coach in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a tough person to be able to play in Philadelphia. It's not built for everybody. You know, a la Ben Simmons, a la Doc Rivers. Yeah, man, I'm truly proud of our team, man. From everybody top to bottom, hell of a job from Kellen Moore. And Kellen Moore, please. Please do not leave. I'm asking you. I'm asking you. Please.
I thought he had already, like, accepted the Saints.
Nah, he didn't. He hasn't. Well, word hasn't gotten out that he's accepted it yet. It's just that stuff leaks out. And by the way, screw all you folks who leaked that stuff right before the Super Bowl. Like, because you know what you're trying to do when you do that. Me personally, I feel like you're trying to, you know, throw our focus off leaking that stuff right before the game. As far as I know, he has officially accepted it. I just know. You know, everybody's saying he's expected to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Kellen Moore, Nick Sirianni, he asked you to stay after we won. I'm asking you to stay. Let's get this train rolling, man, because when I tell you I truly believe the Philadelphia Eagles can go on a run for the next 3, 4, 5 years, I truly believe that. I mean, we got all of our guys under contract. Zach Bond, Howie Roseman, you know what you got to do. Re-sign him. Mekhi Becton, re-sign him. I don't think we'll be able to keep Milton Williams. I'd love to keep Milton Williams, dude. I really will, but I don't think we will, man. He's too talented, and the team's going to offer him way too much money. Do you realize that's how deep we are? Our third string defensive tackle could literally start for any other team right now. Like, that's how deep we are. You know what I'm saying?
No, Howie did a phenomenal job.
Masterful job from top to bottom, building this roster, building this coaching staff after last year. And man, everybody's asking me, like, you must be happy. I'm on cloud nine, man. I'm truly, truly elated and so proud of the guys, man. BG, if he retires, you know, he's going out on top. Lane Johnson, I don't think he'll retire. He said he wasn't, but I mean, shoot, man, you just won your second Super Bowl. I wouldn't be surprised if he called it quits.
Right.
And if he does, man, to me, he's one of the best right tackles ever. First ballot Hall of Famer in my book. It's funny, though, because I was thinking about it, right? Like, man, it's crazy how we won right after Fletch and Jason Kelce retired.
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad for those guys, but, you know, they got rings in our hearts for sure.
Yeah, right.
Man, yeah, I just, you know, Saquon Barkley, he didn't have the greatest game, but he still had, like, 95 yards from scrimmage.
For sure.
The Chiefs, you know, shout out to them for shutting him down. They dared Jalen Hurts to beat them throwing the football, and that's exactly what he did. Like I said, our defense played masterful. Yeah, man, I got a big smile on my face. I truly feel so great right now. I'm rocking the beads. I rock the beads to work. I rock this jersey to work. So everybody knew what the deal was. And yeah, man, congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. I'm not joking. If the parade was not on Valentine's Day this Friday, I would use my PTO to fly out there for the parade. I swear.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I swear I would.
Did you go to the first one?
No, I didn't. But, you know, it's okay. Because when y'all win again, I'm there.
So is it too late to go? Because I was like, you got to go to one.
Yeah. for me, yeah, like my I think it would be probably possible. The only problem is my boss is also going to be, well, she's going to be gone. And so if she's gone, I got to be there.
Okay.
So yeah, but hey, it's okay. Cause when we win the next one, I guarantee I will be at that one. I guarantee it. And, you know, I mean, if you want, we can really talk about the game. I mean, to me, I guess there's a lot to talk about in the fact that, you know, there's a lot of talk now, man. Like, for the record, I do not think the Kansas City Chiefs are fraudulent.
You didn't think they were that good.
I know. I just, right.
Like, fraudulent implies they're like not as good as everyone thought, but you are already on board with them not being that good.
Here's my thing, because I mean, Buffalo, you know, when they lost them in the AFC Championship game again this year. I mean, Buffalo had chances to win that game, right? Mm-hmm. It's just Kansas City.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm gonna die on this hill, man. If you're the Chiefs and you have Patrick Mahomes, or if you're the Eagles, you have Jalen Hurts, or if you're the Cowboys, you have Dak Prescott. If you have an elite quarterback and you have elite talent at the offensive weapon positions, right, receiver, tight end, running back, whatever, it does not matter if you don't have an O-line to protect him. And that was very evident last night. Yes, we have the best D-line in football. But the Chiefs' O-line did Patrick Mahomes zero favors.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we literally only blitzed once.
Mm-hmm.
We only blitzed once, and our pressure rate was at 47%. And the thing is, too, man, like, I don't know, because now everybody's talking about, like, you know, is Patrick Mahomes still on the track to match Brady, or, you know, even get to Montana and all this and that. I
think that's crazy that people are saying that the GOAT debate is officially over now.
Like, yeah, it's not over.
That's insane to me that not achieving a three-peat, something that's never been done, is enough for people to be like, oh, because Brady, I mean, he was the same. He was 3-2 at this point.
Right. And he also had a decade off between Super Bowl appearances. Right.
So I'm confused. Like, very jumpy to get to that conclusion.
I think, well, from what I've seen, most people are saying, like, you know, because if you look at Mahomes' numbers, specifically, not in the postseason, but specifically in the Super Bowl, they're not that good. He has 10 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. His QBR is like 85. Like, his numbers in the Super Bowl specifically are not that good. That's what I've seen people point out at. Now, for me personally, I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, or you let me know if you disagree with me on this. I feel like Mahomes has lost some of his mystique just in the terms of, you know, when he first, you know, got his chance to play in the league, dude, I mean, he went, what, 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards his first season starting?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you come out hot like that, and you're throwing bombs, and it's just Air Mahomes all day, every day, every Sunday, right? And, you know, you kind of transition from that to dink and dunk Patrick Mahomes, and, like, when you're still making these magical plays, you're not throwing it, you know, you're not throwing for 400 yards, 5 touchdowns a game. You're not, you know what I'm saying? You're not having the type of seasons that I guess we prematurely expected him to have every year. You know, when after seeing him pull that stuff off early in his career, for me at least, he lost that mystique. And to me, that's part of what made him like, oh no, like, this dude is different. Like, he's doing this at such a high rate, right? I don't know, man. Like, do you watch the Patrick Mahomes right now? Like, do you watch him, like, that we've seen recently, right? Do you see him and say, no, like, he can still be the GOAT in a decade, or, you know, how much longer he plays? Like, what, like, for you, what is it about Patrick Mahomes for you that, like, I guess separates him right now?
That, I mean, he's not going to win every time, but right, he wins more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can still win. I think,
yeah, the opportunity is still there.
Yeah, I think, like, I think I've said this before, that him and, like, Tom Brady first and then him now, they've right, kind of, like, skewed just people's view of, like, how hard it is to win a Super Bowl.
It is hard.
And the fact that it is that hard, and he's done it.
He's been a fought already.
He's been, yeah, he's even just to put himself in the position to win that many.
Right.
I feel like he can definitely sustain that. It just, it's just like I've always said, it's just more than just him.
Yeah,
it just
depends on football's
what
a team sport.
It just depends on what type what the around him looks like. It just, right. I feel like with him, the around what's around him doesn't need to be as good as everyone else's. I think everybody else need the what they need around them is just a slight bit better than what he needs.
Do you agree with what I'm saying though about like, you know, because we don't see Air Mahomes anymore, right? We see Dick and Mahomes.
It's definitely a different
game.
Like,
to me, he's taking a step down just in, like, the mystique of him. You know what I'm saying? I
think he's taking a step down in the, like, kind of from a bodacious standpoint where he's, like, he got that, like, 50 touchdowns is crazy. So, like,
well, in your first year starting, it's crazy.
Now, at one point, people were throwing 55. Right. 50 was kind of But, like, he's throwing 50, like, yeah, the first season starting, yeah, that's crazy. And so now I feel like it's just more so he's toned that down because he's just so focused on winning. Like, that's all he's not.
I think.
He's not airing it out as much. And as well as 50 touchdowns, you're only really going to throw for 50 touchdowns if you need to throw for 50 touchdowns.
Yeah, I feel like for me, right, when I look at like why Patrick Mahomes was like a cut above everybody else initially, I guess like for me, like a lot of it was like, man, this dude can just make any and all throws, which he still can, right? Like he hasn't lost the capability to be able to do that, right? I guess, you know, because it's funny, because now I'm thinking about it like, you know, from The Last Dance. I know you're a LeBron guy, but you watched The Last Dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you remember when B.J. Armstrong said, like, Michael Jordan, like, it was over for everybody when he figured out how to dominate the game in three dribbles?
I think so. I only watched it once.
B.J. Armstrong, point guard for the Bulls, he said, like, it was over for everybody else when Michael Jordan figured out how to dominate the game in three dribbles. And now I kind of, and again, I'm not saying Mahomes is Jordan, right? I'm just saying, like, I kind of think about him. I think about that quote. I think about him in terms of like, and you know, when people say game managing for a quarterback, they say it with a negative connotation, right? To me, it's not always a negative thing, right? Elite quarterbacks have to figure out how to manage the game too.
Right.
And to me, Patrick Mahomes, he figures out how to leverage those moments.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, he figures out how to come out on top.
That's, I think, the fact that, yes, he lost and it was very dominating. I still think
this was his worst. I mean, he didn't play good.
He did not play well.
No.
But I think that he's still shown the ability to win given that opportunity. Like, if you give him the game's on the line, the ball's in his hands, he hasn't shown that he's not going to win that game.
Right, right. If they keep it close, which most of the time they do.
Right.
Most of the time they do.
Which is why it's more like when I talk about it's what his team does, is because basically at this point it's gotten down to as long as his defense can get like stops and can control the game almost.
You get 15 to shot.
They're going to win the game.
I guess the real question is going to be what's the second iteration of Patrick Mahomes going to look like? Because Andy Reid, who knows how much longer he's going to be around?
I feel like that's how they should do it. Go just insane on defense. To where the game is close, the Chiefs, like how they go forward with him as Patrick Mahomes and still being as a lot more successful, is have an insane defense that can keep the game within a score or two, no matter who the other team is, because they're just not giving up any points.
Right, right. Well, yeah, no, I mean, look, defense wins championships. That, to me, that'll never change, especially in football.
Put a pin in that quote.
Okay, I'll put a pin in that quote.
You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
You know
what
I'm saying?
Why?
No, never mind. Okay, I'll bring it up.
Okay. I was like, I mean, it proved it last night. It proved it last night. But yeah, no, I think, I mean, but it's just going to be interesting to see who the Chiefs bring in
right
next. Because, you know, me personally, I think Travis Kelce, he's probably going to retire. I think he needs to at this point. Andy Reid.
He definitely was hoping to go out.
Yeah. But you know what? His brother didn't go out like that.
Right.
Right, so not everybody can go out on a Super Bowl win. But I don't know. Andy Reid, you know, I've heard he's talked about he's going to be around a few more years. We'll see what that really looks like. Their offensive coordinator right now is Matt Nagy. We've seen that show before as a head coach. Don't want that for Patrick Mahomes. So it'll be interesting to see once the Andy Reid era is officially over,
mm-hmm.
who is leading that ship, you know, because And I guess, man, it's like, man, you got Patrick Mahomes. You can only, I guess, I don't want to say screw it up. Like, I guess you can only screw it up so much if you have right. Patrick Mahomes. But, I mean, hey, we've seen talented teams get ran down.
Facts.
So, no, but hold on. What do you mean put a pin in that in defensive championship?
It's a basketball thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think the Chiefs, as long as, you know, Joe Burrow once said, like, our championship window for the Bengals is open as long as I'm here and I'm healthy. I'm a firm believer in that, and I'm a firm believer for that with the Chiefs. But they need to address the O-line badly.
For sure.
They've been putting Band-Aids on the tackle spots forever. Joe Tooney's an all-pro guard. He's not an all-pro tackle. And that he got exposed last night. I'm just being real with you. He got exposed last night because he had been playing tackle for the past like 3 or 4 games for them.
But that's not enough.
No, that's not enough. And, I mean, dude, look. You went up against the best D-line in football.
Right.
You went up against the best D-line in football. Like, our rookie third-round draft pick, Jalen Hunt, he was dog-walking him. It was crazy. So, yeah, man, the Chiefs, hey, get Patrick Mahomes some actual tackles. Like, actually spend a first-round draft pick on a tackle, right?
No, for sure.
You know, actually,
so, like, they can afford that.
Make moves in free agents. Like, y'all brought in Juwan Taylor. Juwan Taylor wasn't good in Jacksonville, and he's not good for y'all now. He's led the league in false starts the past 2 seasons, I think.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, no. So, you, they might lose their all-pro guard, Trey Smith. He's about to be a free agent. They don't have a lot of money. Chiefs got to figure it out, man. You got to make some business decisions. And I'm going to tell you right now, the first order of business needs to be protecting 15.
For sure.
That needs to be the case. All right. I'm sure you can bring Hollywood Brown back on a 1-year deal because that's what they had him signed on this year.
Rasheed Rice should be back.
Rasheed Rice will be back, yes.
Xavier Worthy.
Travis Kelce, I hope y'all find his replacement sooner rather than later. I know Patrick Mahomes really likes Noah Gray, the backup tight end. So we'll see. I mean, shoot, is there anything else you want to touch on with the game? I mean, it's hard because it's like, you know, me as an Eagles fan, you know, somebody was asking me, like, man, like, I bet you were, like, bored last night. It's like, nah, like, I was jumping up and down. Right.
Why would I want my team to play a close game and this would dominate?
Right. No.
I want this game to be over by the second quarter, like it was.
Right. Right. No. I was good. I was enjoying myself. It was kind of a bit of like a weight lift off my shoulders once we got like the deep of the third quarter.
Right.
And it's just like, oh man, like, nah, we got this, bro. We got this.
Especially with Patrick Mahomes, because it's like, if you keep it close, we don't really know. But it's like, we dominate him, it's.
When Jalen threw that dagger to Devontae Smith and everybody's like, no, run the football. I'm like, nah, put your foot on their necks. Like, right. Do not stop. So I was here for the domination, man. Again, shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles. I love you all. I appreciate you guys dearly. Y'all made my heart full for this year. I've seen my team win it twice, man. You know, not a lot of people can say that. So I am very grateful to bleed green. I don't think we're done. I think we'll be back maybe next year. I don't know. You know what? I do want to say one thing. Did you see ESPN's, you know, because they always do like the early power rankings for the next season?
I have not seen them.
Did you? Lando, they got us. The Super Bowl champions, they got us at 4th.
Behind who?
They got Kansas City 1, they got Buffalo 2, and they got the Detroit Lions 3. Get out of my face, bro. Get out of my face with that. Like, we didn't just prove we're the best team in the world?
Right.
No, I'm sorry. I had to say that because that's crazy.
No.
I don't understand
how you can do that.
No, exactly. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You gonna tell me what? That was a fluke?
No.
You gonna tell me what you just watched was a fluke?
It's because they want us to talk about it. That's all for clicks.
You're right. No, forget them. But yeah, man, that was the Super Bowl. We did it. We won. Mm-hmm. I know it stings you. Brings me nothing but joy.
Yeah, I made peace with it. Like I said, that game was over long. This is almost as soon as it started.
Yep.
I've had plenty of time to come to terms with what was going on.
Hey, man, fly Eagles fly. God, man. Shout out to you fellas, man. Truly. This team will never be forgotten. I'll tell you that right now. Never be forgotten. As I said in the intro, man. The past week and some change, it has been a crazy one, specifically in the NBA. As we speak, Luka Doncic is making his NBA or his Lakers debut.
Let's see what that score is. That was just
you heard me right. Luka Doncic is a Los Angeles Laker.
It's currently 93-69 against the Utah Jazz. Yeah, a dominating performance. The LeBron missed last game as well, so him and Luka are both very well rested. Honestly, with these,
if you don't remember,
looking like LeBron 19-7-7, Luka 14-5-5. Oh, look at this! They're so cute. Oh.
If you forgot, If you forgot, Lando's a LeBron fan, which means he's a de facto Lakers fan.
Yes,
I
play into the stereotype of a Cowboy and a Lakers fan, but it's not as much, like I said before, it's not as much to do with the Lakers. When it came to basketball, it's always been LeBron.
You're right.
And it just so happens he's a Laker right now, so I'm a Laker, and Luka's a Laker, which...
Let's talk about it.
When you heard, let me say.
Because you texted me.
I was at a birthday party.
Yeah.
It was probably 11 o'clock. We're drinking. We're all of age. We're 28 years old.
Having a good time.
Having a great time. Playing spades. Friend of mine. I was like, no, you're lying. I was like, that's a lie. That's not the truth. You're telling a lie.
Yeah.
Kept playing spades. More people. Bro. Every man and some women, I can't lie, stopped in their tracks.
Yep.
And like freaked out and was like, no way, no. The amount of like, that's insane. The amount of no way anyone could ever predict this. The amount of just.
What is going on?
What is going on in that room? I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
I texted everyone I knew. I texted you. Yep. I texted my dad, my brother. I texted my one group of friends, my other group of friends. I texted. I didn't even text somebody. I had to call people.
Yep.
Me too. It was just, I didn't know what to do with my hands. It was crazy.
So it's on a Saturday. I can't remember the exact date it happened, but it's on a Saturday. The Saturday in which I moved into my new spot. And I had just gotten settled for the first night. I lay down in my bed, and I'm watching Smallville. And then I see Shams. I got his tweets notifications on. I see him talking about Luka and AD trade. I'm like, wait, what? Like, no, this is Shams got hacked. There's no,
literally,
there's no way. And I'm waiting. And he's like, no, this is real.
I did not get hacked.
He's like, no, this is real. And I'm like, what? And then Shams like, no, this is 1,000% real. AD got traded for Luka Doncic. And I sat up in my bed, and for the next 2 hours, like you, I'm mind blown. I'm flabbergasted. I'm texting everybody. I'm calling folks. I'm just like, yo, this is not real. Like this is legit not real.
Literally.
Like I could not believe it. Luka Doncic got traded for Anthony Davis. I could not believe it. I mean, hell, even saying it now, it sounds crazy.
Literally.
I just, this will literally go down as, like, you know, because people are saying the worst trade. And I'm like, I can't say the worst trade.
No, I definitely want to speak on that when we get, like.
Okay, yeah. I can't say the worst trade, but, like, it's definitely, like, the biggest, like, shock trade ever.
For sure.
Like, there's never been a trade. There's no trade to compare this to.
None.
None whatsoever.
Most, any type of big move like this has always been, like, free agent.
I'm talking about across sports. Like, yeah. I can't, you know, because people try to talk about the Herschel Walker trade. I'm like, nah, because, like.
They knew his time. Him and right, his time, like, in Dallas wasn't good.
Right. It wasn't like an all NBA. It wasn't the all-pro for all-pro.
Right.
I mean, dude, even on the face of it, like, me personally, you don't trade a 25-year-old phenom, the face of your franchise, the guy that just led you to the finals.
Absolutely not.
You don't do that. And I'll be honest with you, if you got concerns about Luka Doncic's conditioning, if his conditioning is so much of an issue, I'm not going to lie to you. If I'm Patrick Dumont and the new owners, I'm looking at Nico Harrison and Jason Kidd like, you better figure it out.
Oh, for sure.
Because y'all will be the first ones to go.
Because his conditioning didn't stop him from scoring 70 points.
His conditioning didn't stop him from leading y'all to the finals.
Averaging, what, 34 plus? I can't remember what his exact numbers were. But, dude, like, unheralded numbers that we've almost never seen before.
And it's not like, hey, newsflash, The guy you brought in to be his partner didn't show up in the finals. I love Kyrie, but he didn't show up in the finals.
Give him, and it's not like he can't. And so it's like, bro, you run that back.
Dude, here's my thing, right? Like, if you trade Kyrie instead of Luka, it makes all the sense in the world.
Facts.
If you keep saying, because they keep saying defense wins championships, right?
That was what
it was. So in my head, right? So you think, let's trade Luka for Anthony Davis. You don't think, let me pair my all-NBA perennial MVP candidate point guard with the all-defensive talent in Anthony Davis? You don't say, let me pair Luka with AD. You say, let me trade AD. Let me trade Luka for AD. That's what you say?
I don't understand it. I think that
it's crazy. It's just, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. While I do think the trade is a lot less lopsided than people are making.
Yeah, I can't say it's the worst trade.
Because while in the same sense that Luka and AD would have been a better fit, yeah. I think Kyrie, AD, Clay, I think that's still a deal. I feel like they would. Well, it's been some time now.
He's already hurt. Monday,
his debut, he got hurt, yep. Which is what makes it so insane.
I mean, he's 31.
Because that was Mavericks fans' biggest fear. That's why that's the main, because Anthony Davis.
They call him street clothes.
They call him street clothes. If Anthony Davis was Anthony Davis without any of the injury,
right,
it might not even be that bad of a trade. But his injury process, how injured he is.
I mean, the Lakers probably don't even make that. Well,
they keep him from being that AD all the time.
Right.
And so it's like, to do that, trade for an injured player, and he get injured while he's dominating. That's the thing.
He was having a great game.
And gets injured on a non-contact injury. And that sucks. Because as a Lakers fan.
Yeah. You dealt with that.
We almost felt bad for Mavericks fans, because we love AD, but it's just like, you have to make that trade. If they call you saying, "Hey, we got Luka, you want him?" That's crazy.
I mean, you heard what Rob Pelinka said, right? When he first got the call, he was like, "No, you playing, right?"
Like, yeah. Like, if the Spurs call any team right now and say, "Hey, what do you think about taking Wimby from us? You can have anything. Right? Like, you only want our franchise." Like, right, he is our guy, but he's not as good. He's older. Like, as just, he's more injury prone. He's not as good. That just doesn't make
Nico Harrison. He better pray that the Mavericks win a chip in the next two seasons.
Oh, he's. I don't know. he's going to pray to make it happen.
That's what I'm saying.
And let me say this, too, because I saw, like, he's getting death threats and racist stuff. All you folks need to calm down with
for
that.
For sure. It's not that serious.
The man, to me, made a huge mistake. But I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to question his job decision making.
Dog, it's almost like the Bulls trading Michael Jordan.
It's crazy.
He always won the finals. But
it's at the Lakers, because Kobe won it out for a little bit. Now, had they actually pulled the trigger and traded him, they would have been like, bro, what?
It's like if Cleveland traded LeBron after 07.
Here's what I compare it to. This is exactly what I compare it to, right? I'm going to go back to the NFL for this analogy. That's like the Chiefs trading Patrick Mahomes right now to the Jets for Aaron Rodgers. Like, legit. Aaron Rodgers can still play. But he's older, he gets hurt, he brings more issues. It's just, you don't do it. You don't trade Luka Doncic, Nico. I'm sorry. Yeah, I that trade was it's literally the biggest trade in NBA history. Like, you've just never seen a guy, you've never seen a perennial top five talent get moved like that.
For sure. Not for a top 10 to 15.
Never. You just don't do it, man. And
guys, like, you get traded for an entire future worth of picks.
Right.
Like, a complete rebuild.
Oh, my God. Almost. Yeah, he got moved for what, like two?
Was it one first round pick? Yeah.
And I guess Anthony Davis, which I guess you can equate to whatever his value is, but.
It was Anthony Davis.
Max Christie.
Which, again, great player. And the Mavericks fans they're loving Max Christie.
Right.
Because he's a very solid role player.
Yep.
But he's not Luka Doncic.
No, you just. Yeah, I mean, I understand Mavs fans that needed to hang up their jerseys after that trade.
No, for sure.
You know, I mean, there's all the talk about the conspiracy theories about them trying to move to Vegas and tanking the team and everything. And I was like, well, if that was the case, then they would have done a whole fire sale, right? Like Kyrie would have been gone. They wouldn't have traded for AD at that point.
Right.
So I don't think that's the case. I mean, I will say though, man, I'm looking at the Dumonts, man. Hey, you know, because Mark Cuban would not have let this happen. You know, I don't know if you saw the report, but like Mark Cuban, he tried to stop it.
Apparently, yeah,
but it was too little, too late. You know, Nico Harrison, he literally said, like, I didn't talk to anybody about the deal because I didn't want to get influenced. Because you know, everybody would have told you
no.
Yes.
That's just.
Yeah, dude. I. God.
Apparently, Nico Harrison is the same guy who's the reason Steph Curry isn't signed with Nike. And he signed with Under Armour.
Oh.
Apparently, he, like, called him Seth in his interview.
Nico did?
Yeah. That was wrong. He didn't call him Seth. He just pronounced Stephen or, like, Steven?
Whichever. Or whatever. Yeah. No, not a good one, Nico.
We know it's Stephen Curry, so he pronounced it Stephen Curry.
I'm going to tell you right now. And he might want to call his folks at Nike because...
He's been known to fumble the bags.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
I'm telling you, dude. If they don't win in the next two seasons...
How do you justify him staying?
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't. And listen, we're not even talking about the fact that he screwed over Luka Doncic and the fact
the
Supermax. He can't get that no more.
For sure. And that's just why now a friend, nobody's going to want to come play for you because that's how you treat your franchise. Dude, that was your next Dirk.
Dude.
That'd be like if they traded Dirk in 06.
Dude, like.
You just don't do that.
No.
If you trade Dirk in 06, you don't get 2011.
No. And you, I mean, you know, because you always say guys are untouchable, right? But like, you really thought Luka Doncic was going to be a Maverick for life. Like, really thought Luka was going to be a Maverick for life. When you think about Dallas, like, when you think about Dallas sports in general, the first thought is Luka. Like, nowadays, it's Luka.
Yeah.
It's Luka. It was. Yeah, dude, I don't. Nico Harrison, man, I hope y'all figure it out. Because, man, if y'all don't, there is no way any NBA team can say, yeah, I'm going to bring that guy in to run my basketball team. Like, literally. What? Nah, and if you're Rob Pelinka, hey, man, I guess kudos to you for pulling off the fleece. Because
right.
That's crazy.
I actually got to give Rob his props because outside of the Luka trade, he also traded for a few other players, something –
Let's get into that, man. Because I had said, you know, I work with a few Lakers fans, and I had said, like, no, this is cool, but like Luka and LeBron still need a big man because it's funny because they needed a second big man before they traded AD, and now they needed two.
Yeah, I really like
Jackson Hayes. Do you?
If we need a center to be a lob threat, kind of like.
Do you think he's a starting caliber center though?
I think. With Luka Doncic, he is because look what the starting caliber centers he took to the finals.
Well, Derek Lively and Dan Gafford are legit though.
I think they're good block.
I mean, don't get me wrong, like Luka definitely, you know.
I think they're definitely better players and can probably provide more of their own. But
like, is Jackson Hayes the rim protector that Derek Lively is? I definitely don't think that.
No.
Yeah.
Which I think we definitely still needed to bring in another guy. Kind of screwed like the Hornets kind of screwed the pooch for us in that
allegedly we don't even know because now the Hornets are look for those of y'all that don't know the Charlotte Hornets are as we speak they are figuring out a way to see if they can dispute
the rescinded trade
for Mark Williams
and Dalton Knecht
and Cam Reddish got sent to Charlotte for Mark Williams. I did like that deal initially because the Lakers needed a big man. I was kind of surprised the Lakers were so ready to get off of Dalton Knecht like that, but
I was kind of a little bit surprised. But I feel like we can definitely afford shooting for.
You need a Mark Williams. Like, if you had to give us somebody, like it's going to be Dalton, like because you needed a big man at that point,
right? I was definitely okay with it, but it did hurt to see Dalton go because I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I mean,
he's a really good rookie.
Right. And you think about this now. I mean, if you're Mark Williams, if you're Dalton Knecht, if you're Cam Reddish, you got to go back to these teams. Like,
am I crazy for not thinking it's that serious? Because, like,
maybe, I mean,
from this, I guess maybe from the outside looking in, it's like you just hear it's a business. It's a business. So much. I feel like especially like trade deadlines, like I feel like it's not the craziest thing. And then if things go back, it's just like, all right,
man, I think it. Well, here's the thing, right? Like, yeah, it's a business, but like, you know, you get drafted to a place, and
yeah, they tell you like, we believe in you, we want to see a future, and you know what I'm saying?
It's not like he had been riding the. It's not like a Yusuf Nurkic situation, right? It's not like where you don't have a relationship with the coach for like 2 months,
right?
And then they just ship you off because you knew you weren't going to play there anyway, right? Like, no, Dalton Connect, people viewed him as a part of the future.
That's for sure.
And you know, with anybody, man, I mean, shoot. I mean, the Luka AD trade, like, I mean, that kind of shows it all right there, right? Like, neither one of these guys anticipated getting traded. Neither one of them was pressing a trade.
Right.
None of them, like, their representation didn't say anything about wanting to trade, nothing. They just pulled the trigger in the middle of the night like thieves, right? Yeah, you feel it. I mean, shoot, man, imagine if your job just sent you, I'm thinking right now, man, if my job, like, just said, oh, no, like, we're sending you over there.
Right.
Like, wait, all right, wait, I thought y'all
rocked.
Right, I thought y'all valued me. Like, I definitely get it. So
you know, man, I mean, shoot, if you're Dalton, if you're Mark Williams, like, did you see the statement the Charlotte Hornets put out? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they're saying, like, yeah, it was a tough decision to get rid of Mark, and you know, we're having to bring him back, and blah blah blah.
Which is crazy because just like the Mavericks, they reached out to the Lakers to make that trade.
Yeah, man. I mean, you find out how people really are, and I mean, you know, the NBA is a business first and foremost, but it's still tough. You know, you got. Guys that you play with every day, that you're around 24/7, like those guys become your brothers, man.
Facts.
But you know the trade did get rescinded. Apparently, Mark Williams has some more physical issues than the Lakers anticipated.
Which were he's normally have been having back problems,
but they said it wasn't his back. I don't know what it is. I haven't seen it yet. But you know, like I said, the Hornets are currently trying to figure out ways to dispute this. So I don't know if we're gonna see the first trade in NBA history that got rescinded and then
appealed
and then reversed post trade deadline. I don't know if we're about to see that. I don't anticipate that. Although, you know, I take that back because Adam Silver is the commissioner. I got respect for Adam Silver, but he is a very lenient commissioner, I would say, in that regard. So, yeah, man, I mean, we very well could see Mark Williams back on the Lakers bench. It's crazy because he was literally on the Lakers bench.
Yeah.
And then we very well could see Mark Williams as a Los Angeles Laker, I guess, by the end of the week, maybe. We'll see with that.
What do you think the next biggest trade was?
I mean, it has to be Jimmy, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, De'Aaron Fox, we'll get into that too, but I mean, Jimmy. Let me just say this right now. I did not think Jimmy Butler was going to get traded. I didn't think the Heat were going to be able to find a trade partner.
Me neither.
Because it seemed like Phoenix was the only option, and Bradley Beal was not waiving his no-trade clause. Side note, who gives Bradley Beal a no-trade clause?
That's so funny.
Dude, the Wizards, I mean, oh my God. Whatever. But, you know, he wasn't going to waive his no-trade clause, so I'm like, well, then where's Jimmy gonna go? Like I couldn't find a team that would, you know, me personally. I couldn't see it. I did not love him going to Golden State. I didn't love the idea of him going to Golden State. I don't love it now that he's on there. I mean, I think truth be told, I think Steph's press conference after the news broke said it all. Did you see it?
He's basically saying they're opposites attract.
He didn't look that pleased with the move. And I have a feeling that Steph Curry is a very you know, like, don't rock the boat, right? Come in, join what we got going on, do not rock the boat.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler is obviously very capable
of rocking
not only rocking the boat, but tipping that thing over.
Right. For sure.
So yeah, I mean, is he a better player than Andrew Wiggins? Yes. Can he help the Warriors in a multitude of ways? Yes. I'm very curious to see how him and Draymond coexist, because right. Draymond Green is the emotional leader, and we've already seen him punch out Jordan Poole.
Right.
So don't let Jimmy Butler and him, you know what I'm saying?
We've seen both of these personalities in action. The things that Jimmy Butler have done, I'd be surprised to see how Draymond will react to those.
Right.
If he had been there, and the things Draymond has done, I'd be surprised to see what Jimmy Butler would have done.
Right.
In that situation.
Yeah, I mean, do I love Jimmy Butler on Golden State? No. Another thing for me is I love Jimmy Butler as a player. He's one of my favorite players. But I think for me, what I've noticed with Jimmy Butler is, like, when he's on a team, he's only at his best if he is the guy, like, right, like the leader, the best player, the guy, right? So it's going to be interesting to see how he does, you know, right? Because it, say what you want, even when Kevin Durant was there, it was Steph's team, right? Steph was the one that said, "No, I'm cool, bring him in," right?
He's already in the engine of the Golden State Warriors.
Draymond's been the emotional leader. It is Steph's team,
right?
They go as he goes, and so it's going to be very interesting to see how Jimmy Butler reacts to being the second guy. Like, and, you know, that doesn't mean he can't be a leader, but man, I'm telling you right now, I do not think Steph Curry is going to have a long leash for the rah-rah that Jimmy Butler can bring. Again, I respect Jimmy Butler. I you know, the way things ended in Miami, I thought he was going to retire with the Miami Heat.
I thought it kind of came out of nowhere.
Did you see where the reports that came out that like said that it, where it all started?
Mm-mm.
So Jimmy Butler's dad passed away, I believe, last.
Oh, and they were saying Pat Riley was trying to give him like fatherly advice.
Yeah, apparently from Jimmy Butler's side, like Pat Riley was like unhinged during the meeting and was trying to like be his father or whatever, and Jimmy didn't appreciate that. I don't know what really happened. We don't know what really happened, right? Because you know, people from the Miami Heat are saying that's not what happened at all. So who really knows what really happened in that room? But for me, I think it all went downhill when Pat Riley called Jimmy Butler out in that press conference after the playoffs.
Sure, it was over after that,
right? He basically told him, "Shut up if you're not playing." And you know, Jimmy Butler, he wanted an extension. Pat Riley didn't want to give him one. I guess it's so tough, dude. I mean, the guy dragged y'all to two finals,
right?
Like, I say dragged.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Like, Bam Adebayo, I like him a lot. I think he's best as a third option. Tyler Hero, he's cool. You didn't even have him for the first finals run.
I think he's best as a third option.
Tyler Hero, yeah. I mean, dude, it's crazy because, to me, this all really came down, came to a head. I mean, Jimmy Butler, he wanted Damian Lillard.
Right.
And Pat Riley wouldn't give up Tyler Hero for Damian Lillard, which is kind of crazy, but.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Jimmy wanted help. The guy, I mean, he had done it with Max Strus and Gabe Vincent and like Duncan Robinson and like,
literally.
Dude, he wanted help. And Pat Riley was like, "No, I'm not doing that for you." I mean, that's why he lost LeBron. He lost Jimmy. I really thought Jimmy Butler was going to retire a member of the Miami Heat. And it's shocking to see him on the Golden State Warriors. I got to get used to that. It's going to take me a while to get used to that.
Definitely. Definitely got to see. Going to be weird seeing him over there playing with Steph.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's not the worst move, but I feel like it won't. It's not.
It's just a needle it's move weird. Like
I'm not just like, "Oh, the Warriors are contenders now." I don't think that at all.
Although I will say, like, I mean, look, because Steph is one of those guys. Like, as long as he's healthy and you know he's playing like Steph, they have a puncher's chance. I just because he's Steph Curry, man. We've seen him do it time and time again. But no, I'm with you. I don't think. I mean, can it be a needle mover? Yeah, if Jimmy comes in locked in.
Right.
If Jimmy comes in locked in, that's the only way it could be a needle mover for me. Yeah, man. That whole Jimmy saga, I was like, man, this is crazy because I never thought he was going to leave the Miami Heat. Not like this.
No, for sure. Like I said, I feel like it came out of nowhere, but I mean.
I guess we probably should have seen it coming.
They got the deal done. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we probably should have seen it coming though because Jimmy Butler is Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley is Pat Riley. So,
yeah. It was only a matter of time.
Right.
It was like, it wasn't as bad when they were getting, when he was getting them to the finals.
No. Like, Jimmy good, bro. I mentioned it before. De'Aaron Fox got traded to the Spurs.
Right.
I had said when the news broke that, like, De'Aaron's people, like, requested a trade.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to go to the Spurs. I had literally said, I was talking to everybody. I was like, man, if the only way if I'm the Kings, right? The only way I'm talking, I'm even entertaining sending De'Aaron Fox to the Spurs is if I get Stephon Castle back.
Right. And they did the deal.
Not only did the Spurs get De'Aaron Fox without giving up Stephon Castle. They only gave up Trey Jones, and I'm a Bulls fan, so I'm going to talk to you about how I feel about this. And they gave up Trey Jones, a first-round pick that was ours,
yeah,
that we got back for the Bulls, Zach Collins, and City Cisco.
Bunch of guys.
Dude,
Just a bunch of regular guys.
And now the Kings, they got, you might as well call them the Sacramento Bulls at this point, man. I mean, you got Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan there. I don't know what you're, you know, Spurs, I forgot their GM's name. It's like I can't remember his name, but hey, kudos to the Spurs because you fleeced. You basically got De'Aaron Fox for nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you basically got it for nothing.
Pretty much scraps.
So the Spurs, I'm calling it right now. I think they'll make the playoffs this year. I mean, dude, you got De'Aaron Fox with Wemby now. That's nasty work.
For sure. I thought it was going to be Trae Young who got traded to the Spurs.
Did you? Yeah, they were talking to him. Do you see Atlanta ever actually moving him, though? Because it's like they'll bring guys in, but you hope so?
Yeah, I don't think they'll get enough around him to win.
Oh, so you want to trade somewhere else?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I really wanted him in San Antonio. I felt like that.
You know what? I felt like they should have drafted Sarr.
Thomas?
No.
Thompson, I mean? Isn't it?
Sarr. Alex Sarr. Okay. Did I say his name wrong?
No, I thought you meant like us Sarr.
Twins, yeah. No. Because they had the first pick and they took Zachary Richardson. I think I said his name right. I really thought they were going to take Sarr. I thought they should have taken Sarr because, you know, they got Clint Capella. His contract was aging and about to expire, and he was getting older. And I feel like Trae Young needed another big man, but they went the other route. They drafted a wing, and I guess we'll see if that works out. But, yeah, there was talk of Trae Young getting moved. Obviously, it was De'Aaron Fox. Me, personally, I think, you know what's funny? I don't think De'Aaron Fox gets enough respect. Like, I love De'Aaron Fox. Now, me, personally, I guess – here's a little deep dive into how I view basketball. Like, I am a very defensive-oriented guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, De'Aaron Fox, I love point guards that play both ways. I love athletic point guards, right? I loved Russell Westbrook in his prime. De'Aaron Fox, I love him, dude. He's insane. Like, he's a lockdown defender, and he's athletic, and he's a lefty. Like, he's just, to me, he's crazy. He's insane. So I'm a huge fan of De'Aaron Fox. I felt like he did the best he could with a dysfunctional Sacramento Kings organization.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he was averaging 26, 5-5, man. I mean, what more can the guy do? Right? And when Sacramento actually had some continuity, I mean, they went to the playoffs for the first time in God knows how long. Mike Brown won Coach of the Year. Him and Sabonis were doing damage. You know, I mean, then bringing in DeMar. Initially, I thought that was going to be a good move for them.
Same.
To me, they should have moved DeMar. Didn't do that. I mean, I love the trade for San Antonio. I think that puts them back on the map. You know, Wemby was going to need some help. He's going to need some help.
40-year-old Chris Paul is not going to cut it.
No. But Chris Paul.
He's a good break for him.
I mean, shoot. Sure. I think the Spurs, I think they were in the play-in with Chris Paul. I'm a firm believer in Chris Paul just because, like, he's literally proven it time and time again. Whatever team he goes on, they're not going to be losers. Like, that's just what he does. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Can't deny that.
No, yeah. So, and shoot, now you got him coming off the bench. That's going to be a huge help for the Spurs. You know, I know they're still missing Pop. I don't know when they expect him to get back from his stroke.
Right.
And get well soon.
About definitely, yeah, get well soon.
But, yeah, no, the Spurs, I mean, they're up. The San Antonio Spurs, they're up. I think they'll be back sooner rather than later. Man, is there any other? I feel like we're missing. Are we missing a trade? Oh, I guess. Well, let me talk about it from the Bulls angle real quick. Zach LaVine needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not arguing that. And I will say I was a fan of Zach LaVine for most of his Bulls tenure. I liked his game. I liked what he had to offer for the most part. He was at his best when we had Lonzo playing point guard. We were at our best as a team when Lonzo was playing point guard
position.
Yep, exactly. But Zach LaVine had to go. His contract was a mess. I didn't think he was going to get moved. I thought Vucevic was going to get moved. That was the more likely option. Golden State was in the running for him. I thought they were going to pull the trigger, but they didn't want to give up a first round draft pick, which I understand. Vucevic was going to get moved. We ended up moving Zach. We got back a Trey Jones. We got our first-round draft pick back for this year. We got a Zach Collins. We got a Kevin Huter. obviously, none of these moves are needle movers for us.
Right.
We re-signed Lonzo Ball, which leads me to believe, what are we going to do with Josh Giddey? Because his contract's expiring. I don't know, man. I'll be honest with you. The Bulls are kind of a mess right now. I hope we figure it out. You know, we got Montez Mozeliš. He's in the dunk contest. But I think he's next up. I really like his game. Patrick Williams. I'm officially like off his bandwagon. I've been trying for so long to just give him the benefit of the doubt. But I mean, dude, we paid him. He's still averaging 9 points.
I get it. I get it for sure.
So yeah, man. As a Bulls fan, I'm not surprised. I mean, this front office, AK and Mark, they haven't shown the ability to make winning moves. Pivoting from said winning moves, because we made winning moves when we brought in Lonzo, and then Lonzo got hurt, and then literally ever since then we haven't been able to figure it out. I don't know what it is. So yeah, man, I mean, Bulls, we're stuck in the middle of mediocrity, and I hate it there, and it is what it is. I don't care. I'm still on the high. We just won the Super Bowl. Forget the NBA. Whatever. I mean, I'm gonna watch it now, but whatever. Yeah, man,
that season's over. Where it's Luka and LeBron's time.
So let me ask something. If let's say the rescinded trade doesn't get reversed, and the Lakers is currently constructed
with Mark Williams, right?
No, without Mark Williams. Without? Like, it's currently constructed, right? Mm-hmm. So Mark Williams, Don Connect, Cam Reddish stay, no Mark Williams. How far do you see this Lakers team going this season?
I genuinely think that Luka can take, if he can take, with the team he took last year to the finals, he can take this team to the finals.
With Jackson Hayes as your starting center?
Yes.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
I think the rest of the team is better to where he won't need, like, our center won't be, we won't be dependent on that center. I think that LeBron is better than any teammate he played with in the finals. Right now,
I mean, LeBron's the best teammate he's ever, I mean, he's going to have. So
that, I feel like that alone gives him a different edge that he didn't have last season. I think that Austin Reeves, I think he would have been.
He just shot 45 the other night.
Yeah, I don't think he's not as good as Kyrie, but I think
he's a really good third option.
He would have been the third option on that team. Yeah. So I feel like they have good players. And I think that where they are right now at the fifth seed, fighting to maybe get up to the third is where I'm kind of thinking they'll be.
Mm-hmm.
I think they definitely have a chance to make it to the finals.
What are your thoughts on the fit with Luka and LeBron? Like, how do you see? Because to me, I guess time will tell, right? Their first game together is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I only think it truly works as best as it can is if LeBron finally says, all right, I'll play off of Luka.
Well, so I was watching Gil's podcast earlier. And Rashad McCants, the dummy he is, he was making the point that, oh, so now you think that LeBron's just going to hand over the keys? Anthony Davis has been begging for the keys. He didn't hand it to him. No. LeBron has been begging Anthony Davis to take the keys.
Bro, and what?
Not only that, you don't give someone the keys. They take the keys when they're ready. It's a mentality, a mindset. You have to be more of a leader to lead a team. And I think Luka
1,000%
is by far that. So yes. I think
LeBron's gonna be okay, like just deferring to Luka.
He's been, like I said, he's been begging. This was supposed to happen when AD came.
Yep.
It was supposed
and
to
that's
be
not
we
what
get
happened
AD,
at all.
He takes over the key, he takes the kingdom, and LeBron
did he actually kinda, say that? He said AD's been begging for the keys?
Yes.
That's insane.
I don't know where he got that information.
Where are you
from.
Like, what Lakers basketball were you watching the past five seasons?
I don't understand, but I definitely think that the fit between LeBron and Luka can absolutely work.
I think it has to be that, though. I think it has to be LeBron playing off of Luka. It can't be Luka playing off ball like that.
No, I think it can switch back and forth between both with Luka being the main focal point. But it can still run through LeBron off and, like, to Luka, if that makes sense.
I just – like, we've seen LeBron be able to play dominant without the ball. Right, but Luka, like, he needs to have the ball in his hands to be effective.
I think,
like, he's not a catch and shoot guy.
I think he is a victim of the same thing LeBron went to. Right. It's hard to play off the ball when you're Luka Doncic because you don't have another LeBron.
Yeah, but even
because that's like LeBron, he's 40 now, so he can't always be. He's not young enough, but. That's why I think he still can. And when he in even at 40, he can show a flash and be just as good as 25-year-old Luka Doncic.
Okay. Yes.
All right. It's
but now you're okay. This.
Yeah, he's. look up the number. He's done the thing.
I know.
He still got it.
Yes. I just.
And that's why I think that the fit can work. It's going to be mainly Luka.
It has to
through
be.
Through LeBron.
It has to be.
Or whatever we're saying. Luka being the main focal point.
I'm not even saying like the main focal point. I just think LeBron has to. And Luka, he'll probably take it like we're talking about it, right? LeBron has to be okay playing off of like however Luka sets up the offense. You know what I'm saying? And like when the Kyrie trade first happened with Dallas, right? Initially, I was like, well, this is going to be interesting because. I said like Kyrie's going to need to play off the ball. But we've seen him do that before. He can do that easy, right? Which ended up working, because Kyrie, he's a score first mentality. LeBron, he's a pass first mentality.
But I also think that when you have two superstars, neither one, I don't think they really have to both play off the ball. Or I think they can, but like, there's enough possessions for them to both not be playing off the ball, if that makes sense.
I think
there's enough possessions for them to both have the ball in their hands.
Right. I think with the way the team is currently constructed, yeah, I'd agree with you because, it's really
– it's going to be
– it's them.
Luka, then LeBron.
And then Austin Reeves.
And
everybody else catch a shoot. Yeah. Yep.
He's getting in where he fit in, catch a lot.
Right. No, I hear you. It's going to be exciting, man. I'm very interested to see how the Luka-LeBron fit works. This could be a duo that we only see for another year or some change, possibly.
This is about to add another 5 years to LeBron's career.
Calm down. 5 years?
Just imagine.
Five years is crazy.
I'm not even joking, Eric. And especially if it goes the way we just said. If he can just play off the ball to Luka. He
5 years though, so 45?
He's taking it. That it's up to him whether he does or not.
You say five, I'll say two.
In terms of what you think he'll do? Because I don't really know.
If everything goes well with this pairing, I think LeBron could play until he's 40. I'm not going to say 45.
He could play until 45. He might decide to leave at 42.
He could play effectively to 42. 45, I
oh, know. He could absolutely play effectively. Because there's no way.
So what, you're thinking? Because what's LeBron after right now, 24? What's he averaging? Let's see.
It's almost 20. I think it's closer to 25 than 24.
Like LeBron at 25, at 45 years old, man. I don't know.
That's the thing. His effectiveness right now is so much.
What's he averaging right now?
24 and a half, so right in the middle.
So you think 5 years from now he can still average that?
No, because that's what I'm saying. Effective 25 is amazing.
Yes.
If he can play, you don't have to be putting up 25 to be effective. You think of all the other greats at 40 where they went out. You know how long it'll be till he's only averaging 10 to 15? He can still play.
Do you
want to
see
that.
LeBron get to that point?
If he's playing with Luka Doncic, yeah.
I think you just selfishly want to see LeBron play for as long as he can, right?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Now I'm saying what's wrong with one. I'm saying what's wrong with him finally getting to, because that's where most people experience. And even Carmelo, Kobe, like everybody's like, well, Kobe
sure.
He went out with a lot earlier than a lot of people did.
Yeah,
Carmelo played until he was averaging 2 points a game.
Yeah,
but I don't want to see that. No. But to get to 10 to 15, or maybe or low, like barely 20. That, I feel like he can do that for the next 5 years.
I think LeBron James will be done playing basketball
next 2 years. He won't be averaging 25 for the next 5 years.
Okay.
But I don't think
you can see him playing effective basketball at age 45.
I don't think he has to be scoring 25 to be playing effective basketball. Especially, he could go out there and average, if he just wanted to go play point guard and average double-digit assists, he could do that at 45 years old. Just go up there and run the offense as a pure point guard.
I think LeBron James will be done playing basketball at 42 by the latest.
That's his choice.
I'm telling you where I think. Again, I guess maybe I'm the wrong guy to ask because I think LeBron James should have retired a long time ago. But
Why?
I don't know what else he's playing for at this point.
Wait, what is a long time ago?
I felt he probably should have retired definitely after Miami.
After Miami? It's like 2013? Over a decade ago. That was 12 years ago.
Okay, hold on. I'll say probably after 2020, after the bubble chip. Probably after 2020. Because what else is he playing for? Because I don't think he's going to win another ring yet. I mean, with this team currently constructed, even with Luka, I don't think they're going to win. I didn't think they were going to win with AD. I don't think LeBron James will make it back. Now, I guess again, because we'll see what moves they make. You know, if they stay as currently constructed, I don't think they'll make it to the finals, obviously.
Who do you think could beat them in the West?
Right now? The Thunder? Minnesota?
Oh, they're beating Minnesota.
Are you sure?
Luka beat them by himself.
Who is stopping Anthony Edwards?
Whoever stopped him when Luka beat him on the Mavericks. Stop. Nobody. What I'm saying. Nobody stopped him, but Luka beat that team by himself.
Can the Lakers beat the Thunder? It's currently constructed right now.
I think the Thunder is for sure the best team, and I think if I had to pick a seven-game series as of right now, I would pick the Thunder.
Okay.
They've been a team that I don't know what Luka and do.
I know they just beat the Clippers too, but the Clippers,
the Clippers have looked pretty good this season.
They have.
Even without Kawhi. James Harden been doing pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm taking the Lakers over the Clippers though.
In a seven game series?
For sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Same with the Grizzlies. I'm taking the Lakers over the Grizzlies. Definitely taking the Lakers over the Rockets. I think the Lakers would sweep the Rockets.
Let me ask you something. If they hadn't made this trade, would you still feel this way?
If the Lakers mess up, the Rockets, they sweep them. That team is just too young. They're not going to do well in the playoffs.
All right. So you just got an unwavering faith in LeBron and his new buddy.
The new team for sure. With the old team, I thought we would have made the playoffs and probably, I don't think we would have been able to beat the Timberwolves or for sure not the Thunder. Would have beat the Clippers still. But
you also got to take into account, though, like, it takes time for a team to gel.
Right. That's why.
Right? You think about Miami the first year.
It just depends. Well, I mean, they still made the finals.
Yeah, then they got worked.
That was. He choked. That wasn't a chemistry thing, I think.
What? A dig on LeBron? He admitted it.
LeBron fans admit that all the time. I don't know why people. Anyway. But no, that's why I definitely think
it's going to take time.
It depends on if they can gel. Make it work.
It's going to take time to gel. Again, and to me, we got to see what Jackson Hayes is really made of. Because right now, he's your only center. Because you got behind him, you got Christian Coloco, Trey Jamison. Like, you got G Leaguers behind him. So we're going to see. I'm curious to see how the Luka LeBron pairing does.
Right.
I think it can do well. I think they still I think they still need to make a few upgrades on the roster. But I'm definitely excited to see how this goes.
For sure.
Definitely excited to see how this goes. You know, on the flip side of it, Mavericks. I mean, AD's already hurt,
who knows
what they're about. As of right now, the Lakers won that trade.
I mean, it's kind of, I mean, AD, I mean, not AD. Luka was hurt, so they're almost in the same position they were
before
the trade.
You know what I'm saying? But
it's like you're playing with the hopes of Luka coming back.
I'm so tired of that whole narrative of like Luka not playing games. All this
his first like major injury.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like he misses half the season. Anthony Davis averages like 40 games a season.
I'll give him credit. He played 72 games the last two seasons, right. I think.
Yeah, he's been healthy recently.
Those were anomalies for him.
Yes, man. They call him street close for a reason. Charles Barkley didn't just say that. He meant it, man.
He is a hater, but yeah, he meant that.
No, he wasn't wrong in that, though. He wasn't wrong in that. Wait, why you say Charles Barkley's a hater?
Oh, he has the biggest beef with the Lakers, I guess, right now. And almost, I think it might be something with LeBron. I don't know.
He said the Lakers are pretenders. I think he said they're not real contenders.
At one point he was saying how bad the Lakers were. Didn't even realize they were like a fourth seed in the playoffs at the time. I think they're fifth seed right now. So I'll just say that. But not realizing where they were actually ranked. And he's pretty much just always hating on LeBron and the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, him and Michael Jordan aren't friends anymore, so I wouldn't be surprised. You know that, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because, you know, when Michael Jordan was majority owner of the Hornets, obviously the Hornets did not do good. He did not make good moves.
Oh, because Charles talked about him?
Chuck called him out on it.
Wasn't a good owner. Anyway. Yeah,
hey, I'm a Jordan guy, and I will say he did not do a good job with the Hornets. I will say that. But yeah, him and Chuck did not go up to that no more. Maybe that's more so on Jordan though. But yeah, man, I guess you know we will see how the biggest trade in NBA history plays out. Right now, I guess it's safe to say the Lakers won because they got the young phenom,
right?
And the Mavericks, you have to win a title to justify this move.
Yeah,
you have to. There's no other parameter. There's no other standard. There's no other way to measure this trade except for championships. There's no other way.
Literally.
And if they don't win in the next two seasons, Nico Harrison, you are fired. And you will never get another job in the NBA again. You need to call your folks at Nike to make sure you still got connects.
I don't even know how they allowed that to happen to do that without firing him immediately.
Well, I guess Steph or
no,
Luka.
Yeah, just how did they allow him to trade him without him, his job, him losing his job immediately?
Well, the Dumont signed off on it. That's what. I mean, the reality is Mark Cuban, and it's crazy because Mark Cuban sold his majority stakes,
right?
But he was under the impression that he would still have control of basketball operations. Man, I don't know what world you live in. You give up 73% of your ownership stake.
Facts. Whoever.
I'll tell you whatever. I'm not talking to you about this. Yeah. Think the Dumas are going, let's call Mark.
No, that's my team now.
Right. Nope.
And I'm the captain.
Right. Right. And Mark Cuban gave that up, man. He gave that up. Dang. Mavericks fans, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's rough. It is. I know there's some Mavericks, Cowboys fans out there going through it
right now.
Man.
Going through it.
My deepest condolences to y'all, my brothers.
I remember LeSean McCoy got traded from the Eagles. And my brother, it's funny because he went to school with LeSean McCoy's financial advisor.
Yeah.
And, man, I'm at home and I'm playing Madden. And he walks in and he's like, LeSean about to get traded. He's going to Buffalo. I was like, what? No way. Next thing I know, phone, get notification on my phone. Shady getting traded to Buffalo. I said, bro. So it was a sad day. It was a sad day that day. So I can understand how you feel. Now, again, it's not, don't get me wrong, LeSean McCoy, one of the greatest running backs in Eagles history. It's not like trading Luka Doncic. I can't even, I don't know.
I don't think there's a single Cowboys player in history to where we would trade. We could trade where it would feel like that. Not a single one player. I can't think of one.
Yeah,
that.
There's no trade to even compare this to. Like in any sport, there's no one. None. There's. No, I mean, I know. I don't even watch hockey, but I know Wayne Gretzky got traded once. And he's the greatest hockey player ever. But
for sure,
dude. You can't. There's no NBA trade you can compare to this. There's no NFL trade you can compare to this. No trade of this magnitude has ever happened like this.
Ever.
Ever. You don't trade 25-year-old phenom. You don't do it, man. So, Nico Harrison, for your sake, I really hope Dallas wins in the next two seasons.
Just pack your bags now.
Yeah, you don't do that. You just don't do it, man.
Thanks. We'll take them. If you didn't want some one man's trash, it's another man's treasure.
If Luka Doncic is your trash, I need to go through your pile. I need to go through your trash bag.
Right.
that's crazy. That's crazy. But, hey, man, that is officially a wrap on the first season of Birds of the Rodeo, episode 21. We ended this thing with the Eagles hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. Thank you all. Shout out to the Eagles one more time. Fly, Eagles, fly. I love y'all, man.
Lucky me. We just had to get this going this season. We've been talking about this for years.
I know, man. But, hey, man, like I said, this is a wrap.
So this is how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Yep, that is how the cookie crumbles. And we love cookie crumbs over here. that sounds crazy. Anyway, hey, man, I'm sure I speak for Lando and myself when I say, thank y'all for everybody who's been watching, who's been keeping up with the support. Again, I apologize for the little bit of a hiatus we had here for the last episode. Hey, man, look, season one, it's a wrap. You know, a lot of lessons were learned in this.
For sure.
We will come back better, faster, stronger. Shout out to Daft Punk and Kanye.
Oh, God.
Older Kanye, not new Kanye. I'm not condoning anything that man said.
The graduation, college dropout, late registration.
Yes. Yeah, man, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. But you know what? Like Lando just said, man, we had been planning to do this for years. We had talked about it for years back when we were in college. We were a few years removed from that now, and we were finally able to pull the trigger and make this thing happen, man. And we got a lot much more in store for y'all. You know, season two will be coming relatively soon. You know, off season is about to be here before we know it. Free agency and the draft will be here before we know it. So we will be back on before you know it.
Yep. Better, stronger, like you said. We're just going to continue to put growing, this content out for you.
Yep, keep growing, keep working.
We got some ideas for this channel, man. We definitely want to keep giving y'all content. We will keep wanting engaging with y'all. Keep letting us know how y'all feel about things in the comments,
on TikTok,
social media, all of that.
Everything, man. We are coming. We're just getting started. We're not even scratching the surface yet, so... again, thank y'all for the support. Man, we're 21 episodes deep in this thing. I didn't expect to finish as a member of the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, but I did. We did.
And I'm not one of those Cowboys fans that say it is our year every year. But guys, please make this a little easier on me next year. It didn't have to be this bad.
Hey, man.
It didn't have to be this bad.
Hey, maybe Brian Schottenheimer can do something for y'all.
Hey, I'm not too mad about the staff he's put together. I'm a bit optimistic.
Who's he brought in real quick? Because I haven't even seen who's he brought in.
All the names are, I know Kansas State's offensive line coach came.
Same role?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. Oh, I think it got
Matt Eberflus
for sure is going to be our defensive coordinator. I think that we just got a guy from the Browns who's been on the Browns and the Cardinals.
I know y'all. I think y'all trying to bring Ken Dorsey. Yeah, I think
that's what it is. Somewhere. Ken Dorsey.
Yeah.
I can look it up, but like he's done a decent job. A lot of the guys he's brought in have had success other places, so can't be too mad about that.
Yeah.
And I mean, at this point, it's just. He's the guy, so we have to give him a chance. So
that's all you can do.
See what he's got offensively.
Right.
Depends on who we kind of pick up in free agency and in the draft to see if he even has a fighting chance.
Right.
To put a decent offense out there. If CeeDee Lamb is our only receiver again,
right.
He'll be fighting an uphill battle off rip. If Rico Dowdle is our starting running back, he will be fighting an uphill battle off rip. Yep. So
what do you say real quick? I can't remember. Did you see what Jerry Jones said?
He says a lot of things.
He said he was actually like very shocked and surprised that the Cowboys did not make it to the Super Bowl. And he specifically mentioned after giving Dak the contract. That's what he said.
Oh, yeah, because he's dumb. We were talking about how.
What are your thoughts on that, real quick?
Let me see.
He said like after making the agreement with Dak, he was really shocked that the Cowboys didn't end up making it to the Super Bowl. I mean, Cowboys fans, this is your owner, man. This is Jerry Jones. This is him. This is America's team, right? This is we talk. We're talking about him right now, even though they're irrelevant. And the Eagles are the Super Bowl champions. I'm going to keep saying it until we stop recording because it is just truly, truly such a joy. And it brings me so much happiness. And, man.
Ah, here it is. So
he found it.
Yeah, so he wanted to mention after paying Dak Prescott, well, Philadelphia has 8 guys playing on a contract that's worth $50 million or more in total. 6 guys making an average annual salary of $20 million or more. Just in case you're out there wondering, next time the people who are running your favorite team, not going to name any names, tell you that there's not enough money. Just remember that. The team that just won the Super Bowl found plenty of ways to pay plenty of guys, sign plenty of guys, draft plenty of guys, restructure contracts, give contracts early so they're not ongoing throughout the season or right on the day before the season when the contracts will be cheaper because they get it done. There's a way to do this and a way not to. And one team has results shown and one team thinks that those results aren't worth being in cap hell. But I don't understand why.
That's us. That's us.
I would take that a million times
that's
over.
That's us. That's us, the Super Bowl champions.
There's a goal here. If your goal is to stay under the cap versus win games, you're doing it wrong.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The true feelings of a Cowboys fan. The true elation of an Eagles fan.
And, yeah, man, again, thank y'all so much for tuning in, for being consistent in the support.
Absolutely.
We appreciate all the feedback we get on TikTok, man. We're here for the conversations. Whether we agree or disagree, we're absolutely here for that. You know, we're trying to push the envelope forward and just spark debates, man, and just speak our piece about our teams and about things that happen in the sports world, man. Right. We're only getting started. Episode one, or season one is officially a wrap. 21 episodes deep in this thing. Man, any last words?
No, man. We just want to can't say thank you enough. Yep. Y'all are the reason we do this. Yep. Like I said, we just want to speak our piece, and give you our content, man.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for helping us chase our dreams, man. We truly mean that from the bottom of our hearts.
And keep liking, keep commenting, sharing, telling everyone you know about us.
Just tap in, man.
And we'll be here for you.
Tap in now. Because you're not ready for the ride that's about to happen.
Like we said, season two, on to better things.
Crazy. Get ready for it. We coming at you fast. Well, on that note, I'm Eric, your resident Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles fan.
I'm Orlando, the resident Cowboys fan.
And this is Birds at the Rodeo, man. Signing off until season two. Peace.
Later.